What a wonderful day it is to gather in a household of faith. It is so good to see each and every one here today as we worship, whether in this space or out in our vehicles. And if it wasn't too warm, there might be some who are sitting in their chairs out on the lawn. I remember those days and so fondly remember those. On yesterday, I'm going to give a word of appreciation to the Pleasantville Fire Company, Volunteer Fire Company. On yesterday, they received bikers. Once a year, bikers come through who are going through the Erie Canal Run. And yesterday was the day that they did that. And I want to congratulate the fire department. And every year they put on a cooling station and food and a place of rest and recuperation, and also directing traffic and making sure that the bikers are able to cross 5S safely. So thank you for all those involved in that. Today, as you might recall, Linda asked us last week to pray for the law enforcement officers who are riding to raise money to supply toys for children on Christmas. And so we remember them in safety with that. And this week we start our VBS, Vacation Bible School. We're so excited about that. And we are looking forward to the young people that God has already planned to come and I ask that we keep our volunteers and workers in prayers. A lot of work to put into VBS, but it's fruitful work indeed, impacting the lives of the young. And so I would just ask, if you are volunteering and working VBS, would you just slip your hand up if you are able to? And if you look around, notice those that we're praying for. God bless you. Thank you. And many, many, many others behind the scene and setting up decorations and all the rest. My friend Charlie was here the other day and other days, and love to converse with him. So many do things that are not recognized out loud, and I'm not going to spoil that for you. I just want to say thank you for your faithfulness as well. And then those who give snacks and help in those areas. Pray for good weather. I know a couple of days this week, the weather looks like it might be challenging, but we know the one who controls the weather. And he's able to make things according to his own good glory and will. Well, our newsletter articles are due today, and if you have not submitted articles, contributions, please do so on today. Our next Jenny's Lunch is Thursday, the 24th, and the menu will be chef salad, rolls, and dessert. And please contact Nancy McLea or email her with your reservation. Our July mission of the month is the City Mission of Schenectady, and notice the wonderful work that they've been doing for a number of years, and long before I worked there, long after I left, and what a blessed ministry that is. Please note that we've had to change the days that we will be on vacation. Normally, we take the first two Sundays off in August. Our sons are moving into college later on that month, and so we'll be taking the third and the fourth Sunday and helping our boys move to college. And so please make note of that change this year. That means that we're able to celebrate communion on the second Sunday of August, something we've not done in a good long time, and go back to that normal schedule. And then our food pantry. But I wanted to also mention our scripture that you see in the bulletin, Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. For him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly moved. I just want to bring that out. Barb picks out those verses and every week. They're just right on spot what we need to hear. So thank you, Barb, for doing that. All right. And I think there are announcements we haven't made. I know that because I see Nancy's hand. And then I see Fran's hand. Nancy?
Okay. I know we haven't finished with DBS, but I want to thank everybody who came over this week to help decorate and clean the Ed Center. And I'm also starting, right after DBS is over, I'll be starting my campaign to raise funds for the Reese Across America Society. Be ready.
You never stop, do you? Yeah, it is moving. Thank you, Nancy, for that. Yes.
Just to put it back in your minds, on November 8th, we'll be doing a craft fair.
No, say that again, I'm sorry.
November 8th, we'll be doing a craft fair.
November 8th, another craft fair. All right. Karen.
I would like to, since I'm kind of in charge of the snack programs at DBS, thank everybody that's contributed food and supplies so the kids can have snacks and for bringing them in on time. That's wonderful. And also, I would like to thank Jimmy Baker and the Pattersonville Fire Department, because they did that run yesterday, but all the leftover hot dogs and hot dog buns they have donated to the food pantry for me to give out to the families on Saturday.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Praise God for that. Isn't that great? All right. Are there any other announcements we wish to share? See it not? Our help is in the name of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. Let us prepare for worship during this time of praying. Thank you, Fran. A wonderful selection, My Peace. Let us join together, if you're able to stand with us, as we sing our introit, or worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We ought to rent a bus and hit the road and sing together. What beautiful voices you have. And then, by the way, talking about singing, our choir is singing today. And we're singing Ancient Words. And we still have room for you. You say, well, I don't know the song today. Well, you don't have to do it today if you haven't practiced. But you come afterwards. We have a choir rehearsal today, Fran?
Yes, sir.
We are, all right. And you come after service and join with us. Okay, commercial's over. Genesis chapter 18. And the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre And as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men stood in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth.
And he said, "My Lord, I have found favor in your sight. Do not cast aside your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourself under the tree.
While I fetch a morsel of bread that you may refresh yourself, and after you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened to the tent of Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes."
And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf and every good, and gave it to the servant, who hastened to prepare it. And he took curds and milk,
and then verses 9 and 10. And they said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" And he said, "She's in the tent." The Lord said, "I will surely return to you in the spring, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Now you say, "Now what in the world happened after that?" Well, you have the opportunity to read that on your own. All right, our first hymn of praise, 345, Blessed Assurance. Seek the Lord while he may be found. call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he might have mercy upon them, and to our God, that he might abundantly pardon. Let us pray. Most holy and merciful Father, we acknowledge and confess before you our sinful nature, prone to evil and slow to do good, and all of our shortcomings and offenses. You alone know how often we have sinned and wandering from your ways and wasting your gifts and forgetting your love. But, O Lord, have mercy on us. We are ashamed and sorry for all wherein we have displeased you. Teach us to hate our errors. Cleanse us from our secret faults. And forgive our sins for the sake of your dear Son. Hear us as we spend a few moments, Holy Father, in prayer and reflection. Hear us as we pray. And, O most holy and loving God, help us to live in your light and walk in your ways according to the commandments of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases. Beloved people of God, believe this good news and let us live in the loving kindness of our God. Let us affirm what we believe by saying, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell from the dead. He ascended into heaven. And is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and of life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Hear these words our Lord Jesus Christ has said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second one is like to it. You shall love your neighbor, you shall love yourself. On these two commands depends all of the law and all of the prophets. Amen. Our words of assurance will come to us from Psalm 52, verses 1 through 9.
If you wish to follow along, it's on page 502 in your pew Bible. The 52nd Psalm. Why do you boast, O mighty men, of mischief done against the godly? All the day you are planning destruction. Your tongue is like a sharp razor, you worker of treachery. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking the truth. You love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue. But God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him, saying, "See the man who would not take would not make God his refuge, but trusted in the abundance of the riches and sought refuge in his wealth. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank thee forever because thou hast done it. I will proclaim thy name, for it is good in the presence of the godly."
This is the word of the Lord. I love our readers. I love our young people who read, and our adults who read, and each one brings a unique perspective as they do so. Just a moment ago, as you heard the reading, I was amazed that I thought when you mentioned the page number and the pew Bibles, I knew for sure you had a little cheat sheet up there. You must have memorized the number. Oh, I'm looking over there, hey, he's just reading right through the scriptures, and where do you get the number from? The Pew Bible. But thank you for doing that. All right, right now our choir will come, Ministry of Music, Ancient Words. Thank you. Phantom Birds ever true. And again, the invitation is, you've seen it, we ran out of, nearly ran out of papers. That's a good thing, Fran. And so we're so glad for all the voices that join us. Right now, our hymn of praise, number 88, Fairest Lord Jesus. And we will invite when you're ready to sing, if you'll stand with us. Thank you. Please be seated. Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of the nations. Holy Father, as we have just sung some words that describe you, and we say that you are fairer than any other. And we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to gather in your presence. And we have gathered in this space with lights out and hearts lit so that we might worship you. Holy Father, speak to us from your word. Use me, this vessel, to honor your word and lift up your name so that when we leave here, we would love you more and know more about your ways. We pray in your most holy name. Amen. We continue in our lectionary with the book of Luke, chapter 10. And just a little passage that perhaps is familiar to some of us. Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. We read these words. Now, as they went on their way, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen a good portion, and it shall not be taken from her." And Jesus and the disciples were traveling, and they gathered into this house. I'm reminded of the story a number of years ago, quite a few years ago now. I was called to do a visit to someone who was ill in a hospital. I had some warning about this visit. They told me that this person was agitated. They told me that this person was so agitated that they had to strap this person down in their bed. Now, as I'm entering into this room, I'm thinking of all sorts of things a pastor ought to do. You know, you bring your word, and you want to say comforting words, and you want to say a prayer, and all those things. I'm thinking about all that, and I said, okay, I want to make sure I get all that stuff in line. And I walked in the room, and I was shocked, first of all, for what I saw. What they said was absolutely true. This person was strapped. And they had wires going in and out and out of every place. And they could not speak because of the tube down their throat. But they were agitated. And I went over to them and I prayed a real quick prayer. You know how Peter was when he was in the water, "Lord, help me, save me." And I prayed a simple prayer, "Lord, give me wisdom to know what to do." And the answer God gave me, I didn't like. I hate to admit to you today, but I really didn't like it. But God said, "Scratch his nose." And I said, no, maybe I'm not hearing it correct. And then so I read some scripture, and that didn't calm him down. And I said a prayer out loud, that didn't calm him down. And a nurse came in and said, "Do you need help?" No, we're fine. Because he was making a lot of noise, thrashing around. And again, the Lord said to my spirit, "Scratch his nose." Now, this was a dignified person. This was a CEO. This was a very important person. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to scratch it. But you know what? You get to the point where you say, you know, if the Lord is telling me to do it, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. So I walked over to him, took this finger, and I scratched his nose. And all of a sudden, he sat still. And a smile came to his mouth. That's all he needed. You see, what I didn't realize was his itching nose was irritating him, and no one will listen to him. No one would give him care because they didn't know what was wrong. But Jesus did. And no matter how silly it sounded, I'm so glad eventually I listened to what God was saying. I wish I would have done it right away. I wish I could stand here and tell you, the Lord says, "Scratch his nose," and I scratched it. No, I stood there kind of bargaining with God. "God, do you realize who this is? You want me to scratch his nose? That's exactly what I want you to do." I never did forget that. Now, I will say this, that's the only person I've scratched their nose, so don't expect, you know, if I come and visit, I'm not going to scratch your nose and all that sort of, unless the Lord says so. And I wonder about Mary in our story here this morning. Here Jesus entered into the house of Martha, and perhaps because Martha's name is mentioned first, not Mary. The scripture says Martha and her sister Mary were there. It gives the idea that Martha perhaps owned the house and her sister lived with her. And as Jesus was traveling with his disciples, and most of us know whenever Jesus goes somewhere, he doesn't go alone. There are often people who would gather and listen to him and see where he's going because they want to listen to his teaching. They want to see his mighty works. And so as Jesus entered into the house, it was customary that meals be prepared for those who are gathering. And so Martha begins preparing meals. Mary does something that is absolutely against culture. Mary does something that's absolutely against the social norms of the day. Mary sits at the feet of Jesus and listens to him. Now you say, now why is that so different? Well, it's the way it looked. You see, back in those days, when a rabbi will come and begin to teach, the rabbi will sit down and the rabbi's disciples would sit around the teacher and listen to their words. But back in those days, the disciples that sat at the feet of the rabbi were mostly men, were all men. Women just didn't do that. Women were serving. And Mary heard the words of Jesus and wanted to sit down at his presence. And I'm so glad she did it. All she did was sit down. Some of the greatest movements in our culture and our history today are done by people who dare to make a difference. Sometimes they sit, sometimes they speak, sometimes they stand, but they make a difference, fully committed and convinced that God has called them to do so. Here sits Mary. And Martha is going by, and I kind of, whenever I read scripture, and I kind of try to envision what is happening. And by the way, two ladies who are present in this church today gave me books. Both of them gave me a different book from Nancy Young. I think I have the right name. And wonderful books, and they talk about everyday life and living and how the scriptures and the teachings of Christ become real. They're precious to me. Now, Jesus spoke in such a way that made life meaning real. And as Martha was going back and forth, and I can imagine she's bringing in different courses. She bring in the bread, she bring in some veggies, she bring in some hot dogs that were left over, you know, in the bun. And she brings in some beverage, and every time she's doing it, she's giving her sister Mary the eyeball. You ever get the eyeball? You know, you ought to be up here helping me. And perhaps she set one of those dishes close to Mary, just banged it down, bang, and gave her a look. And Mary just paid her no mind because Mary is listening to Jesus. Oh, I wish I were in that room just listening to what he had to say. But Mary is listening. And so Martha got fed up and she asks a question to Jesus that throughout the centuries, many of us have asked Jesus a similar question. Here's the question. Jesus, don't you care? What a question. Don't you care? Oh, yes, Jesus cares. And Jesus not only cares, but Jesus knows. Many of us have spent long hours in solitude and loneliness and distress and sickness. And we wonder, Does anyone understand what we're going through? Does anyone know my pain? Does anyone know my sorrow? And perhaps we, like Martha, said to Jesus, do you care? Do you care? Now, I tell you, I just love the way Jesus does things. Jesus didn't chastise Martha. Jesus didn't say, Martha, what a stupid question. Jesus didn't say, well, Martha, you know, just leave me alone. I'm still teaching. Jesus didn't ignore her. But notice what Jesus said to her, verse 41. But Jesus answered her, Martha, Martha. Now, why did he say that twice? You ever wonder why? You know, when you're trying to calm someone down and you want to let them know that you hear them, sometimes it's helpful to say their name twice. Kent, Kent, I hear you. Andrew, that's my middle name, some of you knew that. Andrew, I hear you. Knucklehead, okay, oh yeah. I hear you. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled by many things. Isn't it just like Jesus to know exactly what's going on in our lives? Martha didn't say anything about being anxious. She acted that way. She certainly didn't say anything about being troubled. Who can know about trouble? That's something we hide. By the way, we greet each other. How you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. In a little bit, we'll pass the peas. How you doing? I'm doing great. But we don't really tell it all, do we? Because, you know, number one, people don't want to hear it, maybe. Number two is we'll be here for a long time if we told it all. And who will believe it if we told it? Well, Jesus would. Because Jesus looked at Martha and said, you are perplexed and you're troubled about many, many, many things. But one thing is needed. One thing is needed. Now, right away, when studying a text like this, you kind of ask the question, well, what's that one thing? Well, perhaps Jesus is talking about all the food that she's bringing out. That she's bringing out too much. And I don't think you can ever bring out too much food. So I just disregard that one right away. You know, keep on bringing it in. Bring in the steaks and the hot dogs and the mashed potatoes and the meatloaf and the lasagna and the lobster and the, oh boy, bring all that out. So I'm not necessarily thinking that Jesus is talking about the things she's doing, but he's talking about the inner struggle that she's suffering with, the inner turmoil that caused her to become frustrated and vocal. Jesus knows those. And he said, Mary has found the right thing. Now go back in the text with me and notice what Mary said. Did you catch what she said, what Mary said? Mary didn't say a word, did she? No. But Jesus said Mary did the right thing. So what did Mary do? The only thing that Mary did was she sat down at the feet of Jesus and listened. Now, that word sat down in the Greek is a combination of two words. I tell Colleen often that I need to go back and writing down my sermons again because I forgot the Greek word. It's two words. Para, yeah, thank you, Lord. Para, they theumai. Anyway, the two words means this. It means to sit down in the presence of. To sit down in the presence of. And the thing that's unique to me is that's the only time in Luke chapter 10, verse number 39, That's the only time that that word is used in all of the scriptures, in all of the New Testament. That's the only time. And I love to look at words that the only time they're used, that's unique. To sit down in the presence of holiness is what Mary did. She sat down at the presence of holiness. And that one thing is what Mary, what Martha was missing. It wasn't bad for her to give the things she gave. It wasn't that Jesus said, we don't need to eat and all that. Certainly they do. But one thing is needed. And Martha have chosen, Mary has chosen that right thing. Finding the good thing to do. And I wonder, in this busy summertime, and we're going all over the places, and if you're like most of us, we have gatherings and parties and visits and all sorts of things, and it's not a bad thing to do at all. It's wonderful that we get along with family and friends, and we have time to slow down a little bit. But I pray to God that we do not forget that one thing, sitting at the feet of Jesus. And as we close this morning, it's so wonderful to know that we can sit at his feet at any time. You know, you can sit at his feet while you're driving, with your eyes open, of course, and fully concentrating on those things around us. But you can use that time in the car just talking with Jesus and listening to Jesus as he talks back to you. You can listen and sit down with Jesus while doing mundane tasks, whatever that mundane task is, spending time with Jesus. I pray to God that we would find that one thing that Mary found in her gathering in his presence. Father God, thank you for your tender love and your grace, that when Mary sat down, you did not chastise her and tell her this is not your space, but you welcomed her, just like you welcome each and every one of us, regardless of our gender, regardless of our ethnicity, regardless of our race, regardless of our financial status, regardless of who we are, you welcome us into your presence and you invite us to listen to you, to learn from you, and to allow your light to shine in us that will attract others to Jesus. How much we love you, Lord Jesus. We ask your blessing upon your word. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Right now, we invite our ushers to come as we receive our tithes and offerings. Father, we praise and thank you for the opportunity to receive these gifts. We ask your blessing upon them in Christ's precious name. Amen. Let us pass the peace. I know people say oftentimes, I know some of the guys I hang around with sometimes say that they enjoy while at the mall, they'll sit and drink their coffee and watch the crowds people go by instead of going to those blessed stores. And I'm right there with you. But one of the things I love is what just happened just now. And that is, as we got up and went around and started the talking, and all that. I feel bad sometimes cutting it short. I really do. Maybe that should be a sermon one day. No. but what a joy that is when we are able to gather around and share God's loving grace and peace one with the other. That's what our world needs today. It's too much other stuff, too much ugly going on. Thank God for the beautiful. Thank you, beloved. And it's so good to see my friends here, all three ladies right here, and Linda, Debbie, and Susan. I love each and every one of us. It's this crew that encourages each other and pray for each other, and encourages me as well as you do. And you always get in trouble when you start mentioning one person. I'll just mention another very quiet lady, Nancy Spring. And she supplies passes out the devotionals. And every now and then she'll write me a little note and put it up here. And that's precious. That's precious indeed. And thank you, Nancy, for that. By the way, not to take your roses away, but Nancy was the Nancy I was talking of that gave me a book, along with Linda, that I still read the devotional book. It means an awfully lot. And I can go around and do the same thing, and probably better next week. I'll get those letters. Why didn't you mention? let's go to prayer. I wonder if there's prayer requests we wish to share. Yes. Yes, Colleen and I were talking about that this morning as we prayed for her. Yes.
And I have one more.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a request for this girl, Island, that has started labor.
Island?
Island, yes.
Ali, oh, say, thank
Island.
You.
Island.
Oh, like the island?
Yes.
Oh! I wish you'd never go deaf. thank you for your patience. She started labor?
Yes, yeah, started labor yesterday.
Yesterday? Oh. Okay. Nancy.
Yes, I broke her up a couple weeks ago, Lorraine. She has ALS, but she's having difficulty now.
and keep the rain in our prayers. Yes, Mrs. Hemstreet.
First, for my brother-in-law, Jim, he's in Albany, and they really are having a very difficult time pinpointing what is going on.
Jim and Albany Med have difficulty pinpointing what's wrong.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. Yes, ma'am. Elaine?
My cousin Janice, I just heard this morning, she had a heart attack, and she's a very serious diabetic, and they're having a hard time adjusting her sugar level. And I don't know spiritually where she's at, so for salvation as well.
Yes. We'll keep Janice in our prayers. I wonder if there's others. So good to see the young here today, and we see them right on through the week. God bless you. Thank you for bringing them. And that's so important that there are those who bring the young. And many of you have taught the young in Sunday school and in VBS. God bless your faithfulness. It doesn't go unnoticed. It most certainly doesn't. Just before we go to the Lord in prayer, is there another? Let's pray together, shall we? Most gracious God and Heavenly Father, as we bow before your presence, we bow because you alone deserves worship. And when we worship you, we affirm that there's none other that we will worship. You alone deserve our praise. There's no other God like you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who called himself Yahweh, the one who called seas to congeal, and the one who called dust to form into humanity, the one who caused the dead to rise and the sick to be made well and the storms to cease their troubling. The same God whom we cry out to and lift our voices to, we also affirm our love for you. And Father, we thank you that as we gather on this Lord's Day, that we can lift these needs and these names to you. Melania, this young one who, I may have pronounced her name incorrectly, but you know precisely who I'm talking about, who's missing. And the person or persons who have taken her, I pray that their efforts will not be successful. That you right now would alert someone around that this child might be rescued. And not only she, but every child that's taken, and everyone who's missing. And I think of those who suffer from dementia and wander away from home or facilities. Pray for their safety as well. We pray especially for this young child. Hear our prayers, Holy Father. We pray, Father, for Island as she is in labor. We pray, Father, that right now, that even though her labor began on yesterday, that even today might be the day her child is delivered, and keep her body strong and able to deliver this child safely and be with those who are tending care to her right now. Pray for Lorraine. Father, continue to pray for your healing for her, particularly in the difficulty in swallowing and the other physical needs that's surrounding her. Father, for Jim, we pray, Father, that they'll be able to find out what his condition is brought him to Albany Med. With all the tests and evaluations and examinations, helped him to see. Father, just like I did not understand in visiting in that hospital room, what was needed, you knew right away. And you made it known. Make it known again. Father, pray for Janice, who's suffering from heart a failure and having a heart attack and some of the complications, thank you, Lord. Complications due to diabetes. Father, we pray for her. And if she doesn't know you as Savior and Lord, may this be a time that not only her physical heart might be healed, but she might give her spiritual heart to you, to trust you as Savior and as Lord. Father, we pray for the needs of our world and our community. There are many, 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 Father. Many that we see in the news and many that we sometimes stay awake at night wondering about. We place all of that at the feet of Jesus. Just like Mary, help us to sit there. Help us just to listen to you. And sometimes that takes some time. Help us to disregard the distractions around us and the voices that will tell us that we're wasting our time and all the rest. And help us to listen to you. As we spend a few moments, Holy Father, in silent prayer, we ask, Lord, that you hear the prayers of your people. And we remember the words you taught us by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite us to turn to our last hymn of praise. It's one verse, and I invite us to sing it twice. The first time with music, and the second time without music. His name is wonderful.
His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you his peace.